Welcome to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. I'm your host today, along with my wife, Candace Brim. I'm Chip Brim. Mom is Billy Brim, and she's not here. So we are going to take her spot. And we've been here all week. If you haven't, you know, go on the archives and find us. We've been talking about the goodness of God. And the goodness of God, in the Greek, we found out, means mainly giver of goodness. He's a giver, especially finances, but he gives. And you think about God and the relationship of giving. He so loved the world, he gave.
Yes.
He gave us the power to receive wealth. He is the giver of all good gifts in James. Yes. He doesn't take away, he gives. He's a giver. And then we found out in Hebrew, Candy, about there's no limit to his goodness.
Yeah.
And it's all laid up. What was that? Yes. Psalms
31:19.
31:19. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which he's laid up for the... So there's layaway. There's laid up.
There's a layaway plan. Yeah.
Yeah. And you've laid up, like you said, on Christmas for your kids, you lay it up, you buy them and you lay it up, but you're going to give it to them.
Yes.
Because he's the giver. Well, some people might be saying, well, where's mine? I want it now. I don't want to wait until Christmas, you know?
Right.
Well,
right.
He's not waiting.
Right.
He's not waiting. And so he's given us these good gifts. So I thought of it like this. You know, there's the iCloud and there's the store things in it with your iPhone. But God has a G cloud. Right. And he's G, starts God.
God.
And this cloud is above you. And it, as far as you can't see, there's no limit to it.
Right.
And in that cloud is God himself, his goodness, his glory, his gifts,
his grace. Yeah.
And all these start with G.
Yes.
I love this. And that is the goodness. And in this cloud, so, well, how do we get this stuff to us? How do we get this goodness that he has for us? Well, he's given us, a pipe that accesses this stuff. It's kind of like at the bank when you go and you put your, you know, your check to deposit. It comes the other way, right? Okay, so he gives this pipe, and that's called faith. Faith is the access to the goodness and the gifts of God. He's given us all a measure, a certain size pipe, and it's our responsibility to increase the capacity to receive. David Barron, we read out of his notes, and it says it is according to the capacity. He said this good and his goodness bestows on everyone who is in covenant with God, and it's according to the capacity of each to receive it. So it's according to us.
Right.
So in other words, the only limit to God's goodness for Chip Brim is Chip Brim's capacity to receive it.
Right. Right.
Praise God.
Yes.
And so
every one of us.
That's what we're learning here.
Right.
And we're going to have the year with no more lack.
Right.
Because God is a giver.
Because we expect from God.
Amen.
You know, we have to raise our level of expectancy from God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you expect to just receive instead a $1 bill instead of a $100 bill, that's what you'll receive. So let's push the limits. You know, in our prayer group, the Lord has been telling us, dealing with us to push the limits in him, push our faith in him, you know, grow. And Chip said yesterday, he was talking about your, you know, you have that massive cloud above you, and then you have these pipes. Well, that pipe is your faith.
Your faith, yes.
That one pipe.
Yeah.
And he said yesterday that your pipe can be the size of a
coffee straw,
or it can be this huge, massive pipe that a reservoir runs through.
Yes.
I would say Billy Brim is one that has a pipe that
Brother Copeland,
huge
Brother Hagen.
Running flue. Yes,
yeah, they
yes,
knew
yes.
how to increase their capacity.
Yes, yes.
David
they
said,
did.
"Surely goodness shall follow me all the days of
all
my life,
the days.
And my cup will run over.
Yes,
it'll even be so much it runs over.
Yes.
So you were talking yesterday about these three things that we can do to increase the capacity of this.
Right, right, right. You know, we started that yesterday in Matthew 7:7-11. The Lord directed me this way when I started asking him about increasing my capacity to receive. In Matthew 7:7-11, it says, "Ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will you give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will you give him a serpent? If ye being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to him that ask? That's how good our Father is.
That's how good he is.
He's just going,
come on. He's wanting us to ask.
He's wanting us.
Yeah.
He's wanting us to increase that capacity to receive that. And you know, yesterday we talked about the word ask means to make a request unto him. And in Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request or let your asking be made known unto God.
Mm.
Unto God.
So in that little formula there from Paul, mm-hmm. he said, before you ask, get your care out of your prayer
right.
and add thanksgiving in there.
Yes. Yes.
Mm.
Yeah, sometimes we go into God in prayer.
And need.
And need.
Yeah, we're asking. And
need. He's not moved by need.
He's not moved by need.
No.
He's moved by faith.
He is. He is. And he's moved by that faith growing and growing and growing. And you know, the great thing about Godship is he's not up there going, ugh, that child, he only has a straw, a little bitty straw,
no.
a coffee straw.
No.
He's going, come on.
Come on.
Believe me.
Yeah.
Increase your
Let's
capacity.
Let's do this together.
Yeah, yeah. He's up there cheering you on.
I got more gifts. You ought to see them. They're
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah. He's ready for us
yes.
to take it. He wants us to partake of it. But going back to asking, making that request.
Okay.
In Matthew 21:22, and all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive.
Mm, believe.
Believe.
Mm.
So we started yesterday, the first part of that asking, that request can keep increasing your capacity to receive. You have to believe you can do it first.
Mm-hmm.
Satan will try to knock you down and say, oh, you can't receive anything.
No.
You can't be like Billy Graham. You can't be like Brother Copeland. You can't receive. No, that's a lie.
Yeah.
That's a lie. As you ask, and you ask of God by prayer, when I think of asking or making a request, I'm thinking about prayer.
Mm-hmm.
That's prayer is declaring. You know, to me, there's two forms of prayer.
Mm.
There's that prayer that, you know, you're going before God and you're asking him something in your life. But then there's that prayer that you decree and declare the word of God. You take the actual word of God and you make a request with that word. You declare, by his stripes, I am healed because the word says so. Or he supplies all my needs according to his riches in glory.
Mm-hmm.
And you declare that over your life. That's what that first ask. The Lord said, or in that first part, it says, ask and it shall be given you.
Yeah.
Declare it, decree it,
mm-hmm.
increasing your capacity to receive. To me, I've seen in my own life, the more I declare the word of God in prayer and speaking it out, the more I increase my capacity to understand the word of God,
yeah.
to receive from God.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, a lot of people think prayer is informing God of something he doesn't know.
Right. Right.
I'm laughing because that was me. Oh, God, by the way, I got this situation.
Yeah.
And I really need. Well, he knows that.
Yeah, he already knows.
And he has the answer in this cloud of goodness.
Right.
And he's the giver of goodness. And he knows your need.
Yeah.
And so you come to him legally.
Right.
And you inform him.
Yes.
And you come and you justify. You're justified by your words. And
yes.
And he wants you to bring all things to his remembrance.
Yes.
Why? Because he has a short-term memory? No.
Mm-mm.
But just like in a court of law, bring it, declare it, and decree it. Judge, listen to me. I'm declaring this verse. I'm declaring my children. That's what I'm declaring.
Yes. And you know, the Bible tells us that God's word will never return void.
So that's the same as asking.
Right.
Declaring.
Declaring.
Oh, I like that.
And it's prayer.
That's a different mindset to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Asking is declaring the word of God. And so when I looked at that first part, ask and it shall be given unto you. In other words, prayer. Prayer is a way to increase your capacity to receive. It can help you open up things to God.
Yes.
It can help you declare and decree the word of God. My favorite thing to do is to declare and decree the word of God. I don't have to worry about whether I'm in the will of God in prayer when I'm declaring his word.
Yeah.
And so going on with that, it says in John 16:24, hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. So when you go into the prayer room, asking of God, requesting of God, and declaring and decreeing of God, you will receive that your joy may be full. And that's one of the things the Lord has in that cloud of his goodness. Joy, yes. Health, gladness. Peace, gladness, all of that is in that cloud. And this scripture tells you, ask nothing in my name and ask ye shall receive that your joy may be full. How many out there, you would just love to have joy in your life? You know, you may be driving down the road and had a big fight with your children or your husband, and you're just like, Lord, I would just like to be joyful. I would just like to have joy in my life.
That's part of his gifts.
That's his gifts. And you have to ask for that gift. You have to pray for that. You declare it. I get this scripture.
He's a giver of joy.
Yeah, he gives that joy to you. And not just joy, but that your joy may be full, the fullness of God, the fullness in his life, in our lives. We want that.
Amen.
Amen. And so going back to that, when he said, ask first, and it shall be given you, for everyone that asketh receiveth. So I believe I receive. And then he goes on and he says, seek, and ye shall find. And the next verse, and he says, and he that seeketh, findeth. So in other words, the word seek now.
Oh.
This is another way to increase your capacity to receive. First, we said ask, which is prayer. And now we're going to talk about seek, which seek means to search for. Well, when you're searching for something, where do you go in God when you're searching for something? Where's the first place you go? The Word of God. The Word of God. So in this scripture here, when it told me seek, then it was telling me, okay, if I seek the Word of God, I will find my answer. If I seek it, I will find it. And so thinking about increasing your capacity to receive, seek the Word of God.
So Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. All these things shall be added to you. There's the pipe and the gifts. And Hebrews 11:6 says, he is a rewarder of those who diligently
seek him. Right.
He's a rewards. That's from the cloud. All these things are from the
cloud.
That's the God's gifts. He's the giver of goodness. That's how good he is. And they're laid up for you. Praise God.
Glory to God. And aren't you thankful, Chip, that we have that in our lives?
We have access.
We have access.
And so I'm thankful for faith and that pipe, that however you want to visualize it. I'm thankful for that.
It's like going to the bank and withdrawing money from
the
bank.
And I'm thankful that he's not keeping it back from
me. He's laid it up for us.
That it's according to our capacity to receive it. And that's what we're going to do this year. We're going to increase our capacity. We're going to learn how to ask and declare and decree. And we're going to learn how to seek. We're going to learn how to seek him and crave him. Praise God. We want to thank you. We're getting so blessed here. Hopefully you are too. Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We want to hear from you, by the way. Candace and I are senior pastors at Collinsville A Glorious Church. That's Mom's church in Collinsville, Oklahoma. If you'd like to know more about it, call us at 918-371-4589 or the World Wide Web. You can check us out at www.aglorious.church. We have a great youth rally in the summer. C for C does, Champions for Christ in Branson, Missouri. Check us out on the web, www.championswithanS4christ.org. And we just want to tell you we love you, we thank you, we're praying for you. And God is good.
Hallelujah.
And his mercy endureth forever. See you next time.